Hello and welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host, and I'm here to let you know that this is a not safe for work podcast. We are teachers at the end of our week and really the end of our ropes, so we use pseudonyms so that we can talk freely about our jobs and keep them, hence the Elvis. Teacher Needs a Drink is proudly sponsored by Ludlam Dramatics Educational Theater Posters. If you need theater posters for your classroom or there's a theater teacher in your building, tell them about Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast and tell them about Ludlam Dramatics. They can get posters on parts of stage, Lin-Manuel Miranda, it's just amazing. Go check them out, Ludlam Dramatics. Also, if you'd like to support us, you can find us at Patreon. For as little as $5, you can get lots of bonus content, extra episodes, exclusive interviews, things that you don't get on our normal feed. It's awesome. And also, you can get cool Teacher Needs a Drink swag. And if you don't want the extra stuff but want the swag, you want the Teacher Needs a Drink shot glass, well then go to teacherneedadrink.com. And also, while you're there, hit us up to the contact page. You can leave a message or tell us a story. Or you can also hit us up through Instagram or Facebook. That's really up to you. I don't know what you like to do. I'm not into your business. Anyway, please help spread the word a teacher needs a drink. Leave a review, hit subscribe, and just find one person and tell them about Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. That would really help us out quite a bit. We're teachers. We love what we're doing. I feel like I'm babbling at this point. You don't really need to hear anything more from me. I said the thing about we come out every Wednesday. I said the thing about our Patreon. I said Ludlam Dramatics. I think we're good to go. Okay, my friends, please take care of yourselves and enjoy this episode. It is episode number 53. Enjoy.
It's too small for your chest, Mom. I was like, God damn.
She was slut-shaming you.
She did. You don't slut-shame your mother like that.
Well, if you weren't being a slut, she wouldn't have had to shame you.
Well, welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I'm Elvis, your host, and with me today I have Miss Shirley Temper.
Oh, look, another glorious morning. It makes me sick.
And also Turd Ferguson.
One of the few times in a man's life when he's not full of shit, the morning of a colonoscopy. Enough said.
And also doing Miss Zola Zanzibar.
Hello, I didn't prepare a quote. I wasn't prepared, but I'm excited to be here.
Yay, and also Miss Bunny O'Hare. Woo!
You'd think by now that I'd have a quote prepared, but I don't.
No. Shirley came up in here bringing quotes to everybody.
I did something.
It's been a normal week. I mean, time's passing. We're just like treading water now. So, I mean, yeah, this is life. This is what we're in now. This is what we're doing. I'm a little concerned with the upcoming end of the 6 weeks for my students when we're going to have kind of a big shift in kids who are coming back to school for the first time. And I'm sure there are some that might go virtual. But I have a feeling if a family didn't have their kids virtual for the first 6 weeks, they're not going to put them virtual for the second 6 weeks. That just doesn't make sense to me. And so I'm worried about this influx because all of a sudden we're going to get a bunch of new kids and it's going to be like the first day of school again, where we have to set all our expectations. All the groundwork we normally build up over a first week or two of setting expectations, getting everyone in line, getting protocol down. We're going to be starting from scratch and oh fuck.
I was going to say today was the end of our first 6 weeks. So I get that on Monday. In addition to all of the ones coming back from remote learning, I also got eight notifications today of kids who got schedule changes and will be added to my classes.
Normally,
they weren't with me at all the first, like not even remotely for the first 6 weeks. So I'm going to have eight like brand new people that I've never had before because they either quit or got kicked out of whatever other thing they were taking.
They do that at 6 weeks, though, in your school? I mean, I know we're in
unprecedented time.
But don't they normally, like, wait till semester or, like, normal time change stuff? Well, that's a kick in the face. And I'm hoping that the parents who are planning on sending their kids back all do it this time. So it's not going to be every 6 weeks we pretty much have to start our classes completely over.
I finally went to my doctor about some anxiety and I got a few things. It was a weird doctor's visit. I'm having I have a knee sprain that didn't quite heal right. And I gave myself stress heartburn that just I can't shake. It's been like a week and a half. And so I had to get a prescription for that. So I have my anxiety meds. I have my knee meds. I have my heartburn meds. And I got them all from my pharmacy on Tuesday night. And I took them before bed. And it fucked me up. Oh, and medication for depression. And I had to take off school Wednesday. So I'm getting all these Canvas messages from my students, or they're like, are you quarantining? Because that's our new attendance code. If there's a little red circle next to their name, they're in quarantine. I counted today, I have 16 students in quarantine. The face-to-face kids are in AB, so I only see them every other day, but I only have one more week of it, and then I'll have all of them face-to-face. And our football teams are quarantining. Ninth JV varsity, the baseball team is quarantining, and the girls volleyball team has to quarantine, including all the coaches. And our life skills sped teachers and students are all quarantining.
Oh, wow.
Yikes.
So I'm fucked.
It's been a week, so we've had a couple of notifications of kids in my class, and, you know, I'm just, you know, knocking on wood, doing what you can and all that stuff. I don't really have anything eventful for this week. It was kind of a slow, but it's kind of the same thing that we echoed a while back of, you know, it's not anything in particular. It's just like, damn, I am fucking tired of this shit.
What was that?
Oh, it's blogger Love Teach.
Yes.
And she calls it Devolson, which is Devolson, and it's the dark evil vortex of late September, October, and November.
I kind of feel like we're hitting that. I feel like it's too early to already be in the, okay, let's just trudge along. Step, march, 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 march. Zola, how are things going with you?
They're going. I've been doing the same thing for a while, so my work is about the same, but my son's using AI to do his work, and they keep letting him go early, which I completely understand because they've got kids in person and they're teaching and he's remotely, but I've just got an 8-year-old wandering around sometimes because he was told to come back 15 minutes later, and I mean, we just learned time not that long ago, so we had to give him a timer to start setting because I walked in the living room and he's just reading Captain Underpants. And I was like, are you supposed to be in science? And he's like, in 15 minutes. And that was like 40 minutes ago. So.
Oh, God.
Bless him for teaching kids in person and, you know, online. Are any of y'all doing that or is everybody?
No, Bunny and I are both doing it.
Yeah. Like, how do you do that? Do you have them, like, on a screen and you're talking to them in person? And like,
it depends on the ratio. I have a kindergarten and a first grade that I work with where there's really only like 3 kids who are virtual out of the class. And so I have a laptop or I have a Microsoft Surface that's pointed at me and all 3 of them are on that. And the rest of the kids are just kind of normal social distance in the room. And so I'll kind of point to them and ask them questions specifically. And then I have one class where everyone's, so it's just one big Zoom meeting every single time. What about you, Bunny?
I have anywhere from class sizes of anywhere from 6 to 20 right now.
Each.
Like kids in person. So yeah, I stay logged into my video chat thing. The kids are not required to come to the video chat, so it's always a crapshoot whether anyone's going to show up or not. So I just kind of talk to the screen and talk to the kids at the same time. And I mean, we had I'm starting to figure out some things to try to make it a little more equitable, but it's just not the same.
No, it's not. I feel like the energy suffers. I feel I can give a lot of energy when it's just me in the screen, but having to go between them both, I can't do it. I'm too distracted with whether they can see me. Am I in frame? Am I giving enough attention to the kids in the room? Turd, what do you got?
It's the same thing. I got 2 sections that are both virtual and face-to-face at the same time. Some days that I just tell my face-to-face kid, jump on virtual, and, you know, they all meet in the same room, and that way we can actually, like, go over the material. Sometimes I'm just doing, like, PowerPoint, and then we just break off from there. air and start doing the assignment. But it just, it, after a certain point, it just doesn't make sense for me to keep on switching back and forth my head just to be like, oh, I'm talking to this group. Oh, I'm now talking to this group. You know what? Jump on the Zoom. Let's do this.
But I think the hardest part with all of that is just keeping the kids who are online engaged. I have a couple middle school groups that I'm working with, and it's, I'm fine. I can direct my attention to the kids in the room, but a lot of the times the school has asked us if we don't need to turn off the video part of the screen. So everyone's pretty much looking whatever their placeholder is. So they're listening, but the kids at home might not even be in the room. They're playing a video game. They're doing something else entirely, where like I say the name, like, hey, Barnabas, Barnabas, where are you? Barnabas. And like the kid's not even there anymore. So I don't know how to handle these kinds of weird things. And apparently the internets can't handle having, you know, a couple like 700 screens all going in at once. The bandwidth just isn't there.
Zoom classes are almost turning into a seance, like, you know, Marcus? Marcus, are you there?
If you can hear me, raise your hand twice.
Give us a sign. So we have one here from Reddit user Game by Night, and the title is Parent Complained Because I Sipped My Drink on Camera. I am all virtual this year and teaching 8-year-olds at a public school. I just had a mom email me to very politely complain that I dared to take a sip of my drink on camera. It was an energy drink, so I get it on that level. On the other, that's not what she was writing about, and it's first period, and I'm not a coffee drinker. Instead, she was upset because they are teaching their child not to have drinks near the Chromebook, which is good, and they really think it would be helpful if all the adults in her life modeled that. Am I wrong to be annoyed by this? I really do, but I spend my whole day talking in front of this camera. I now have to turn it off whenever I need to drink anything because of their household rule. She was very nice about it and is a great parent so far, but this kind of feels ridiculous.
Yeah, fuck her. Fuck
yes.
Her.
Yeah. Hard.
No.
Hard. Hard.
No. That, okay, we're doing so much. We can have a drink. It's not like we're drinking straight out of a bourbon bottle or like leaning over and taking a bong hit. We can sip a drink while we're talking and teaching their kids. Oh, my God.
That, yeah. Like, the first parent that tries to tell me I'm not allowed to drink my coffee first period
dies.
I don't know. We're gonna have a conversation. We're gonna have words.
There's a whole thing in teaching about how there are some things that are appropriate for adults that aren't really appropriate for kids. Adults are allowed to drive cars. 8-year-olds aren't. I can have a drink next to my fucking computer. 8-year-old might knock it over. That is okay to have separation. Kids should already know it's okay for mom and dad to have a drink, but I don't drink right now because I'm 8 years old. Come on, fucker. Arr! Sorry, I like coffee.
Yeah.
That's a special kind of parent that's not even just with the teachers. Like, that's the kind of parent who wants everybody else to bend to their parenting because they can't just explain shit to their kid or tell them no. So they'd rather not, you know, tell your child, no, your teacher can. You know, they'd rather not tell them that your teacher can, but you can't. They want everybody else to do, you know, what they've decided is their parenting hill to die on, and it's horseshit.
I bet what happened is they were like, hey, little Susie Joe, you need to put your drink on the counter and away. And she's like, but Miss Bunny is drinking her coffee. And the parent's like, oh, I have no comeback for that. Death to Bunny's coffee.
It's in kind of the same category of people who try to make other people live by their religious beliefs, almost. I know that's a really extreme comparison, but like,
yeah.
my religion means I don't do this because of my beliefs. It doesn't mean you're not allowed to do this because of my beliefs. Like, that's too extreme of a comparison. Maybe I'm going straight to, you know, anybody who believes different is Nazis or something. I don't know. But
they're threatening our coffee, Bunny. They're threatening our coffee. It's extreme.
They can take my coffee from my cold, dead hands.
Not if it's a good thermal mug, because it'll keep your hands warm.
See, I'm such a bitch. I would make sure the next time that I had like 5 different kinds of drinks as close to my computer with long bendy straws that I'm slurping from, making eye contact with this kid, like, say something, ho. Catch these hands. had a principal a couple of principals ago that was obsessed with us being in what they called the power zone.
What?
I know, which is so sexual. I can't. It always had made us laugh. But basically what it meant was they wanted us completely, like, they never wanted us to sit down. We weren't allowed to sit down. And we had to constantly be walking in the center of the room. You had to be in the center of the room. And I was pissed about it. I was really pissed because I wear heels from hell. I pushed all my tables together in one giant, like, conference table. And I would stand in the middle of the table and on the tables, just walking across my classroom on the tables. And I was waiting. I was waiting. And I had an administrator come in and they were like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "I'm in the power zone." All right, so this is from the Teacher Needs a Drink podcast page. It's from Rin Tin Tin. "Hey, guys, I had a friend introduce me to your podcast last week." Best friend ever. "I want to let you know that I love it so much, and it has actually helped me with my mental health right now. I'm a very new teacher, and this will be my fourth year. I had an incident occur today that you guys might enjoy. My school is doing synchronous virtual and in-person classes. I have been using Google Meets for one of these classes, while I have had half the classes on Google Meets and the other half in person with me. I was not aware until now that the host of Google Meets is whoever gets into the meet first. It is quite possible that I just don't know how to use Google Meets appropriately, but I digress. So during my hour-long class, I am in the middle of presenting the day's activity, and suddenly I get a notification that I am kicked out of the Google Meet. One of the kids was the host and was playing around and kicked me out of my own class. Needless to say, I learned something very important about Google Meets today. If you are kicked out, you cannot return to the session until it's no longer live. Damn. So with 20 minutes left in class, I had to scramble to readjust my plans, and I will be switching platforms starting Monday." Oh, girl.
Oh, Tintin. I can feel the pain. I was using Microsoft Teams for one, and I didn't learn that you can't have everyone set to, what's the word they have for there, to be a presenter, because then they can mute others or kick people's video off or turn them off. And so I was doing a class in middle school, and of course they know how to do all this. And in the middle, like, a kid would be talking and their mic would just go out, or someone else would just get kicked from the meeting. And I was like, "What's going on?" Damn. And finally, like, one of the other kids, like, "No, so-and-so is doing this. They've been doing it all day." And I was like, "Okay." So I, like, quickly chatted with one of my tech gurus, because I like that I can chat with all the teachers pretty relatively quickly, faster than an email. I get to text everyone on the school computer. And she was like, "Oh, no, no, just go into this, click this, and make it so you're the only host, you're the only presenter." And then it was fixed. But, oh, my God, middle schoolers, such a pain in the ass. Such a pain in the ass.
Props to the kid, because that's fucking hilarious. Okay.
It takes some balls, man.
Yeah, it does. But, I mean, if we're going to be role models, then, you know, shame on you. Shame on you for doing that. But keep that creative ingenuity going. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, I would have done it if I had the power as a kid. But as the teacher, oh, fucking
turkeys.
Hey, guys, guess what?
What?
We have a Patreon!
What? Is that like OnlyFans?
It is so like OnlyFans. You guys should check it out. For as little as $5, you can get access to lots of lost episodes and bonus episodes and all kinds of extra content you can only get on Patreon, including interviews. And you can also message with us, and we respond and take requests. It's awesome. And that's on Patreon. But if you just want Teacher Needs a Grant... Teacher Needs a Grant? Teacher Needs a Grant. If you want to wear stuff and have all kinds of crap that says "Teacher Needs a Drink," you can get it on our website, because we've got shot glasses, beer koozies, all that kinds of stuff, RBG stickers. It's amazing. You need to go check it out. Woo. Yeah, woo! Buy it woo. Now! Buy it now! Buy it now!
Buy it now!
For our our question today. This comes through our contact page from first-year teacher, God help me. And she said, I started teaching in mid-August, fresh out of college, and I already have a short list of horrifying parents. We've suffered two hurricanes since starting school, and there's zero grace from some of them. Some are great, but those awful ones stick out. So, my question to you guys is, you are given the ability to go back in time and bitch slap any one parent that has wronged you in the past, wearing your corona mask or a cloak of invisibility so they don't know who you are. Which parent is it and why? We can take a second to gather your thoughts. I already have an answer. Okay, Bunny, what parent would you go back and bitch slap?
Dear listener who wrote that question, also my very first year of teaching, the very first parent who made me cry from yelling at me on the phone, I would go back and bitch slap that one because that, like, scarred me for making parent phone calls for a couple of years. Like, I was terrified of making parent phone calls because of this one interaction with this one mom. I'm better at it now, and it doesn't faze me anymore. But at the time, like, it was a good couple of years before I could call a parent without, like,
severe anxiety,
severe, like, shaking, and my finger, like, shaking while I was dialing. Like, it gave me some freaking PTSD. Mm-hmm. So I would go back and slap that bitch.
Shirley?
Oh, just one?
That's the magic of this question. It's you only get to go back in time and bitch slap one parent who wronged you.
Similar to you, Bebe Bunny, my very first week of teaching ever, there was a student who was a butthead, and they were in one of my advanced classes, and they already had credit for it, so I was like, do you want to be in this class? And they were like, no, and I was like, cool. So I went to their counselor, and I was like, they don't want to be in this class, and they were like, cool, I'll change it. Well, their grandmother got angry, scheduled a face-to-face my very first week of school and screamed at me and made me cry.
Aww. About what? Because the kids said they didn't want to be in your class.
Yes, and when I said, I turned to the kid and I said, what did you tell me? And they were like, I told her I didn't want to be in the class. And the grandmother turned to the kid and goes, what? You didn't tell me that. And I was like, God. Oh, it was awful. Oh, and then, yeah, the second one, similar, but this time I was pregnant with my son. I was super duper pregnant. And I had a kid who did not complete an assignment and was teetering on failure and eligibility for a different event. Was it Factor? And I gave this kid every opportunity, and I called home, and they just didn't do it. And so this kid found my cell phone number somewhere.
Oh, shit.
And tried to, like, call me all night.
Fuck.
And I didn't answer because I'm no fool. And I'm pregnant. And the next morning, they were, like, waiting outside my door. And I was like, look, we've gone far enough here, okay? You want to talk to me? We need to sit down with your parents, which we did. And the mother, like, screamed at me and told me I was going to go to hell. And it gave me a panic attack. And I was pregnant.
Oh, fuck.
I was big pregnant. My principal, who, like, this was one of my, you know, 17 principals. This is the one that, like, didn't do anything ever for once, like, stood up and said, this meeting is over. And he, like, took me by the arm and, like, took me to his office and got me water. And it, yeah, I wouldn't wear a mask, though. I would want her to know that she was catching these hands.
Good. One time ago, there's this kid. He's taking a high school credit class that I'm teaching, and he is not doing well, and he's still trying to make eligibility for a sports team. We're in Texas. You all know which one it is.
Yeah.
So, and in which case, he's trying to make eligibility, and of course, he's got one of those dads who's just like, you know, he's living life through his son at this point in time and thinks that his son has like the it factor to make it big. This kid, I said, okay, you know what? You want to get back to eligibility status. You're going to go ahead and you are going to write a speech for me. You can pick whatever topic that you want to. You need to turn it into me by this date and this time. I will read it. I will give you some points back and then we'll see what happens from there. Kid goes home, kid comes back, brings me the paper typed, and I'm looking at it, and in the very first sentence, I'm just like, this is not this kid's jargon. This is not this kid's sentence anything. And immediately, I go to the Google, and I type in the first sentence, and lo and behold, what do you think happens? Oh my God, he fucking stole it off the internet? Never. So I go ahead, make him aware that this is indeed plagiarism, had a assistant principal with me. We're not going to be counting this as any kind of extra credit towards your grade, and I'm sorry, that makes you ineligible. Well, he immediately gets on his fucking phone in between classes, calls his dad, dad comes up, and this is like on a Friday at this point in time. So dad is banging on the door, then comes in right the minute after the final bell has rung. How can you fail my kid? My kid needs to be on the team. He's got what it takes. He needs to be da-da-da-da-da. And, you know, I looked at him and said, hey, your son brought in this piece of paper. It's plagiarized. I can show you the website I got it from. I can show you the website that the librarian got it from. And he changed a couple of words here and there just to make it look like it wasn't totally copied and pasted. Showed him everything, and then he just kind of looked at me and said, yeah, but what's your definition of plagiarism?
Oh, fuck that guy.
I want to go back in time, bitch slap that motherfucker.
For me, I had a mom who said that I grabbed her kid and bruised their arm. But luckily for me, and they were going to come up, we're going to sue the school. I was like, I've never touched your kid. I've never been within 4 feet of your kid. Your kid was running. And I said, stop running. And she's like, no, you grabbed him. I have proof. And so they went to the office and they pulled the hallway video. And yeah, I wasn't anywhere near the kid. And the kid just didn't realize there were cameras. And you could see him leaving the school building. And apparently someone grabbed him outside the school, like a kid was bullying him. But he decided to blame the teacher who yelled at him instead. Ooh. Fuck that parent. Bitch slap, bitch slap, bitch slap. More the kid, but yeah, parent, it's your kid. Zola, you got anyone you want to slap around?
I mean, many. Again, it's higher ed, so it's different. And we have to, you know, kind of maintain that professional, you know, but there's a lot of money thrown around. And I don't care. I do not give a shit. Like, I'm sorry. I'm sure you're very wealthy and very important, but your shitty little kid needs to follow the rules, and I can't do anything for you. There are a lot of parents, but you know, nothing. Nobody balls I want to cut off.
Well, thanks for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink podcast. Remember, you can follow us on Patreon for as little as $5, get all kinds of extra stuff. And if you can send us one of these last questions, one of the silly ones that we answer, you get some of the Teacher Needs a Drink, you get some of the Teacher Needs a Drink swag. But anyway, Shirley, I'm so happy you got to be here today.
Amok, 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 amok.
Oh, I know what movie it is now. And it was great.
Hey, do you know what my favorite poker hand is?
What?
Flush.
God, you're killing me, Smalls.
Thank you so much.
Zola, you are here. I was so glad you were here. We never get to see you. Hooray.
I know. I was so excited when Turd told that joke, and now I'm sad I was here.
Yeah. I can mute him from now on. And, buddy, it was a delight to have you here.
Can I tell a joke to get to cleanse the palate after Turd's joke?
Oh, please, please, aww, please. Yeah.
Do you know why aliens, I mean, besides all the obvious reasons, do you know why aliens don't want to visit Earth?
Why?
Why?
We have terrible ratings, only 1 star.
Oh, God. All right, my friends, take care of yourselves. Deep breaths, deep drinks. Cheers!
Virgin, let's light flame candle.
All right, my friends, thanks for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast comes out early every Wednesday morning. And if you want to support us, you can sponsor us on Patreon, visit Ludlum Dramatics, or you can buy some of the stuff at Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. It's all the shot glasses, koozies, all that kind of great stuff. I'd like to thank all of my guests today, Miss Shirley Temper, Miss Zola Zanzibar, Mr. Turd Ferguson, and of course, Miss Bunny O'Hare, and Miss Priscilla, who's by my side while I do all of this stuff. If you guys could really reach out and just help keep spreading the word about Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast, just find one person and tell them all about it. And of course, you can always leave a review and subscribe. Anyway, you guys have a great weekend. Enjoy your life. Enjoy what's going on. Take time for yourselves. And cheers. And yeah, cheers. Bye.
Oh, God. You don't think there's people masturbating during class, do you?
I just,
well, she said WAP, and all of a sudden that just popped into my head.
Oh, my God.
That was on you. That's on you.
I didn't say I was. My hands are, like, dancing around. I'm a very hands guy talker.
But no!
And welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink.
Dear listeners.
You know what? Next week, it's going to be in the news. Some kid suspended. Actually, no, that wouldn't be in the news. It would be in the news if it was the teacher.